I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane PA, a weekly broadcast about local history only on WXZY Radio. Each week I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called The Mighty Watson Shows. At the turn of the 20th century, in the days before movie, radio, and TV, live entertainment was king, and every circus, carnival, and vaudeville promoter sought ways to make each event sound larger than the last. Newspapers were filled with ads promoting stage performances and big-top shows. Painted railroad cars came through town days in advance of the live events. When the circus finally came to town, sometimes with more than 500 hired hands, there was a huge parade on Fraley Street to the Pennsylvania Railroad ball grounds. Kids were breathless in their anticipation. One of these impresarios with a knack for hype and bluster, Johnston T. Watson is among the most colorful local characters on record. At different times, a circus acrobat, a talented baseball player, and an oil worker, J.T., as he was known, was a natural promoter. According to his 1930 obituary in the Kane Republican, he was born in Titusville in 1852 and led an adventurous and remarkable life. Watson lived in Russell City for 35 years, where he was associated with Barnsdale oil producers before moving to the big city in Kane in 1924. The Mighty Watson Shows, organized in Russell City in 1911, was his delusion of grandeur. While the name evokes an extravaganza, a veritable troupe of circus and stage performers, the Mighty Shows were but a mythical menagerie. Maybe he never really had a big show, but he did have a grand and most overwhelming personage. P.T. Barnum had nothing on John T. Watson. Legend says that Watson injured himself trying to do a triple as a circus trapeze artist in New York City, and he decided to quit show business and took a job in the oil business in Russell City. It was there that he and lease manager Ted Barnsdall hatched the idea for the Mighty Watson Shows. According to the Kane Republican, Watson was an eccentric, bald as a cue ball, a bachelor, and an odd hermit who kept a home as neat as a proverbial pin. He was loved by all who knew him, but was addicted to patent medicines of the day and kept the empty bottles lined up on the shelves in his room like steins in an Elks tap room. His fastidiousness became one of the featured stunts in his annual spring show when mud was plentiful. With a train station directly across the street from his house in Russell City, he would march the crowd getting off the train through his front door and directly out the back, grabbing his gun off the wall to threaten to shoot at anyone who would dirty up the place. According to reports, the only performances that Watson actually attended himself were those first few in Russell City. When the Mighty Watson Shows moved to Kane, they became a sort of annual firemen's convention, a fundraiser to acknowledge local charities, and as a part of special events. To add to the intrigue of the Mighty Watson Shows, John Watson invented a mythical creature called the Boogum. News stories in the Kane Republican called the beast the strongest and most ferocious animal to inhabit the earth. Local sightings of the monster were reported, but luckily hilltoppers always managed to avert sheer disaster. The Temple Theater was said to be making arrangements to put the ferocious Boogum on exhibition. One of Watson's headliners, the Waterbury Kid and his educated oyster, were going to train the beast, Watson said. In 1912, the Boogum escaped his cage in Russell City and made off with two children of Mr. Clarence Gink on Field Street in Kane. After much struggle, Mr. Major Mahoney used skyhooks to rescue the kids who had been suspended 20 feet in the air. The animal was finally captured again under a stone on the Kinzu Creek, about a half mile below Morrison. As the Boogum's frightening reputation continued to grow, the monster inspired the poets of yore, namely Watson. Some poets sing of the lion, that big yellow cowardly cat. They call him Lord of the Forest and Master of Beasts and all of that. But I sing my song to the Boogum, who is fish, beast, and bird all in one. He's as light as the air in his movements, yet seldom weighs less than a ton. Johnston T. Watson died in Kane in 1930 and is buried in Forest Lawn Cemetery, but his mighty Watson shows lived on. In August of 1961, a call was sent out for performers to attend the 50th reunion in Bradford at the Hotel Emery. Kane's William Christie chaired the show that included a full day of pageantry and programming. The mighty shows were also held in Bradford in 1971 as part of the town's centennial celebration. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback and story ideas to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.